WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindful motivator. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox, a place where we ditch the mental clutter and cultivate a calmer, more focused you. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building resilience through positive thinking and self-care. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and suddenly your mind's like a runaway roller coaster? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that with a little conscious effort, we can rewire our brains for strength and bounce back from anything? That's exactly what we're exploring today. Get ready to unlock the secrets of turning those negative thoughts into fuel for growth. Think of this podcast as your mental gym. We're going to work out those thinking muscles and build resilience that lasts. So let's get started with five key takeaways that will rock your world. First up, embracing positive self-talk. Ever notice how you often criticize yourself more harshly than you would a friend? Time to change the script. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try this is challenging, but I'm capable. Those small shifts in language make a huge difference. Your brain is like a muscle. If you constantly tell it it can't, it starts believing it. But when you affirm your abilities and strengths, guess what? You actually perform better. Next, cultivating gratitude. Seriously, this one's a game changer. When you focus on the good stuff, even in tough times, your perspective shifts completely. Take a moment each day to list three things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend. Gratitude is like a mental vitamin that boosts happiness and resilience. Now let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are lovely. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being physically, emotionally, and mentally. It's about setting boundaries, saying no when you need to, and making time for activities that recharge you. Think of it like this. If you're running on empty, you can't give your best. So fill your cup. And speaking of filling your cup, connecting with others is vital. We are social creatures hardwired for connection. Surround yourself with positive people who lift you up and support your growth. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your wins with loved ones builds a sense of belonging and strengthens resilience. Finally, embracing challenges as opportunities. This is where the magic happens. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as stepping stones to learning and growth. Every obstacle you overcome makes you stronger, more adaptable, and more resilient. Remember that famous quote. The only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. So how do we actually put all this into practice? Think about a time when you faced a tough situation, maybe a work project went wrong, or a personal relationship felt strained. How did your thoughts affect your actions and the outcome? Maybe you spiraled into negativity, letting fear paralyze you, or perhaps you channeled that energy into finding creative solutions. Recognizing how our thoughts shape our reality is crucial to building resilience. This doesn't mean ignoring difficult emotions, it's about acknowledging them, processing them in a healthy way, and choosing to respond rather than react impulsively. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small wins, and keep practicing those positive thinking and self-care habits. Over time, you'll find yourself bouncing back from challenges stronger than ever before, ready to take action. This week, challenge yourself to incorporate at least one of these takeaways into your daily routine. Swap out negative self-talk for affirmations, jot down three things you're grateful for, or make time for an activity that truly nourishes your soul. Share your progress with me on social media, I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox for daily doses of mental clarity and motivation. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.